Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming to our City Council meeting for Tuesday, May 1st, May Day. I'd like to call this meeting to order with an invocation led by Pastor George Corrales of the Christian Church, and then the Pledge of Allegiance led by Gillette Little League, Farm League Red Sox team, coached by Michael Lisey. So if you all could please stand for the prayer and the pledge.
Come back anytime.
Father, we thank you for allowing us to be here tonight, Father. I thank you for these council members who have willingly taken this responsibility upon themselves to take care of the city matters. I pray for wisdom for them tonight, Father. And I pray, God, that you would help them to have an orderly meeting that will bring glory to your name. Bless this community of Gillette now, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Corrales, and I'd like the boys all to, and girls, to introduce themselves, please.
I'm Chase.
Chase?
I'm Tanner.
I'm Coleman.
I'm Rowan.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Logan.
I'm Julia.
I'm Burton.
I'm Trayton.
I'm Curtin.
I'm Jaden.
And I'm Coach Mike. And thank you guys for the pleasure.
Thank you.
You've got your hands full.
Yeah,
yeah, you do. Thank you, boys. Come see us again. Good luck in your games. Okay, we are to the approval of the general agenda. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
I have a motion and second to approve the general agenda. Is there any discussion? Discussion, seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. Takes us to the consent agenda. All items listed will be enacted by one motion unless a request is made for discussion by any member of the audience or council. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
I have motion second on the consent agenda. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to conflict claims. We have one for myself. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
I have motion second on this conflict claim. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
The motion passes with 6 yeas and 1 abstention.
Thank you. Takes us to comments. Council, are there any comments this evening? Councilman Barks.
Madam Mayor, thank you. Just a reminder that this Saturday is our annual trash-a-thon where we ask the community to join us out on the streets of the community and the county as well to pick up trash. From 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock Saturday morning, city crews will be at the Dalby Park at the Pat Mueller Shelter, and people can go there, pick up trash bags and vests, safety vests, and be assigned an area, a street to go out and pick up. And then you can either bring the trash back there to the park and put it in the dumpsters or leave it on the streets. Just let the people at Pat Mueller Shelter know where it is, and they'll take care of arranging for them to be picked up. So this is once a year we get together to try to clean up after a long winter. A lot of trash blows out of vehicles along the highways. It's a great community effort. The schools are involved. Churches are involved. Many businesses and service clubs I know are involved as well. So it's a community pride day, nothing else. So I urge everyone to get out. It's a great way also to teach your children as a family group to be responsible and to not litter. And the best way to teach somebody not to litter is to have them pick up wet trash along the highway. So anyway, please invite the community to join us Saturday morning.
Thank you. Any other comments? Written?
No.
Public? I will go to proclamations. The first one is a proclamation designating the month of May as Building Safety Month. Do we have someone who'd like to speak to this?
Good evening, Madam Mayor, City Council. Thanks for the opportunity to visit with you this evening. My name is Jim Brown. I'm the Deputy Building Official for the City of Gillette Building Inspection Division, and I also currently serve on the Board of Directors for an outfit called the International Code Council, who's the primary sponsor of this event. Starting May 1st today, the International Code Council, its 64,000 members, and a diverse partnership of public and private entities will host town hall meetings at community centers, schools, and other venues to remind us that building codes save lives. Believe it or not, they actually save money, and I think most importantly, in the event of a disaster, our communities are resilient. We bounce back quicker. Through the past few weeks, over 270 proclamations from across the country have been received by ICC from state governors, local legislatures, local councils like yourselves. Each week has a theme. We have 5 weeks this year. The first week is partnering with code officials to build a stronger, safer community. Week two, advancing resilient communities through science and technology. Protecting communities from disaster, week three, safeguarding our water, week four. And last but not least, improving education and training standards for a safer tomorrow. I thought you might be interested in some of the sponsors that make this thing happen nationally, because you're going to recognize some of these names. The National Association of Home Builders, American Concrete Institute, American Gas Association, the American Wood Council, FEMA, the Gypsum Association. Who doesn't know UL, the UL mark for safety? And one of my personal favorites, the National Institute for Building Sciences. Because of our commitment to building safety, our buildings stand, our communities prosper, and our homes are safe. I'd like to thank you for this proclamation and your support in previous years.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Whereas countless lives have been saved because building safety codes have been adopted and administered by building safety and fire prevention officials in government agencies, and whereas Building Safety Month is an opportunity to educate the public and increase awareness of the life safety services provided by the Engineering and Development Services Department of the City of Gillette. Now, therefore, I, Louise Carter King, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the City of Gillette, County of Campbell, and State of Wyoming, do hereby proclaim May 1st through the 31st, 2018, as Building Safety Month in this community, and encourage all of our citizens to take appropriate steps to ensure that the places where we live, work, and play are safe. So thank you to the Building Department for that. And I believe we now have another proclamation as the National Day of Prayer. Pastor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council Members. We appreciate you hearing us tonight. I am here on behalf of the Gillette Ministerial Association to make a formal request of this council to make a motion to adopt the National Day of Prayer petition. Also, if possible, have at least one council member available to read it on May the 3rd. The county commissioners have adopted it and will provide one of their members to read this also. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, and thank you for praying for us this evening. Whereas the virtues of prayer have a common bound, our hope and aspirations, our sorrows and fears, and deepest remorse and renewed resolve, our thanks and joyful praise, and most importantly, our love, all turn toward God. And whereas I join with our president and governors of our United States and invite all citizens of Gillette to join me in earnest prayer for our nation and our state. Now therefore I, Louise Carter King, mayor of the city of Gillette, county of Campbell, and state of Wyoming, do hereby proclaim May 3rd, 2018 as National Day of Prayer, with this year's theme as for your great name's sake. Hear us, forgive us, heal us. O Lord, listen. O Lord, hear and act for your sake, O my God. In observance of the 66th National Day of Prayer, I encourage all our fellow citizens to join in prayer, asking that God's light may illuminate the minds and hearts of our people and our leaders, so that we may meet the challenges that lie before us with courage, wisdom, and justice. So, thank you again, Pastor. And we have one more proclamation on National Historic Preservation Month. Do we have someone here that would talk to us?
Good evening. I'm Mary Kelly. May is National Historic Preservation Month, and we are ready to celebrate. Everyone has places that are important to them, places they care about, places that matter. This Place Matters is a campaign that encourages people to celebrate the places that are meaningful to them and to their communities. During Preservation Month, many events are planned around the country to promote historic places for the purpose of encouraging national and community pride, promoting heritage tourism, and showing the social and economic benefit of historic preservation. Here in Gillette, your Historic Preservation Commission has planned a historic building bender event featuring seven of our oldest buildings. This Friday, May 4th, we invite you, our city council, to be our guests at this event. We start at 5 o'clock at the Frontier Auto Museum, where we will have some refreshments and hear the history of that building. Just before 6, we will move to Gillette Avenue, where we will visit the Montgomery, the Center Bar, the Rail Yard, Big Lost Meadery, Gillette Brewing Company, and Fiesta Tequila. At each stop, we'll enjoy a special beverage just for this event and hear the history of each building. You will be entertained by community theater actors who will be portraying some of our early residents. We hope you will join us this Friday to celebrate National Historic Preservation Month in Gillette. May I approach with a flyer?
Sure. Mary, that sounds like quite a tour. Are people still standing at the end?
It's a very small glass.
Yes, I bet.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
But we hope you'll learn something.
I was going to say it's a big glass.
No, it's a, they're going to be, the actors will be giving their presentation every 20 minutes, so you can go from one building to the next and you don't have to drink at every building, but you may just learn something about the building. It should be fun. It's supposed to be a beautiful day, too.
Okay, great. Okay,
thank you.
Mary, is this adults only then?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Just making sure.
Yes.
Well, that sounds good. Is this the first time you've done this? I don't remember.
This is our first event as your Historic Preservation Commission.
Oh, okay.
We thought it was appropriate for Historic Preservation Month. We want to get the word out there about some of our older buildings, so what better way to get people in Gillette to an event?
That's right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Whereas it is important to celebrate the role of history in our lives and the contributions made by dedicated individuals in helping to preserve the tangible aspects of the heritage that has shaped us as a people. Whereas National Historic Preservation Month is May, and Gillette's celebrations this May are co-sponsored by the Gillette Historic Preservation Commission and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Now, therefore, the City Council and Mayor, on behalf of the citizens of Gillette, do proclaim May 2018 as National Historic Preservation Month, and call upon the people of the City of Gillette to join their fellow citizens across the United States in recognizing and participating in this special observance. So good luck on your event. Okay. Okay, that takes us to the For the Good of the Community video. Gino?
Good evening, Gillette. Thanks for joining us. The City of Gillette celebrated Arbor Day on April 27th by planting 5 trees at the newly dedicated Veterans Memorial Shelter at Dalby Memorial Park. The trees were planted in honor of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. Thanks to Cloud Peak Energy, PS Services, and GNG Landscaping for sponsoring this event. This event also marked the 26th year of Gillette being named as a part of Tree City USA. The final Saturday of the community drive-in drop will be Saturday, May 5th. Bring your unwanted items to Dalby Memorial Park, Sage Valley Junior High, or City West. The sites will be open from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Items will be sorted into 3 bins: household waste, metal, and demolition material. Yard waste will not be accepted at the drive-in drop sites. It should be brought out to the yard waste drop-off facility at 3101 South Garner Lake Road. The drive-in drop is for residential customers only. The Coal Country Trash-a-thon will also be on Saturday, May 5th. Help keep Gillette beautiful by picking up roadside litter. Swing by the Pat Mueller Shelter at Dalby Memorial Park between 9 a.m. and noon to grab bags, gloves, and pickers. You can leave the trash you pick up on the side of the road. Be sure to mark your location on the Let's Pick It Up web application so we know where your bags are and how much trash you collected. This is a great way to give back to the community. That's all for now. See you next month.
Thank you, Gino. Okay, to G, unfinished business. We don't have anything for ordinance second reading or third reading, which takes us to new business 1A.
Council consideration of a street closure for Ross Avenue between 2nd Street and 3rd Street on May 26th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a car show requested by Frontier Auto Museum.
Move for approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second on this street closure. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to 1B.
Council consideration for the issuance of a catering permit for July 4th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. for an outdoor concert located at 302 West Lakeway, requested by Energy Station.
Motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
I have a motion and second for this catering permit. Is there any discussion? Is there anyone here who would like to speak to this?
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I'm Wesley Dowling, one of the owners of Energy Station. Kind of in accordance with what we've done already, Taste of Gillette at Energy Station, we're trying to support local businesses, A La La Cupcakes, Ice Cream Cafe, Jaywalker Meat Products, several other local businesses, all within our store. I don't see them as competition. What we want to do is we want to bring the local bands of Gillette and show Gillette what Gillette really has to offer. So this is going to be just another part of Taste of Gillette at the Energy Station, but it's going to be music. We got a couple bluegrass bands. We got some, you know, 80s rock bands. We've kind of got a folk band, and they're all going to be local entertainers. We figure we'll start about 11 o'clock in the morning, be done by 9. That way everybody has an opportunity to go out to the complex, watch fireworks. There is ample parking directly behind us. The owners of the lot have let us use that lot on several occasions, and I'm sure if I get approval for this, that he will let me rent that lot for the day so that we can have parking behind it. Also, we do plan on bringing security in. And we will probably put in a request for a liquor permit so that we can have beer and stuff there. Also, the other thing we want to do is invite some of the other local businesses in town that are caterers, barbecues, hot dogs, that kind of stuff, and just kind of have a nice little street party. We'll also close down the Grease Barrel, so I own that property also, so there'll be ample parking. Any okay. questions?
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. Takes us to 1C.
Council consideration of a resolution initiating annexation of a tract of land known as the Country Club Island Annexation, entirely adjacent and contiguous to the present boundaries of the City of Gillette, Wyoming, pursuant to Wyoming Statute 15-1-404, certifying compliance and establishing a public hearing date of June 5, 2018, to consider the proposed annexation.
Move for approval.
Second.
I have a motion second on this resolution. Administrator Davidson, could you go over this briefly, please?
Yes, Madam Mayor, Council. As you see on the overhead there, indicated in purple is the area subject to annexation. This is a continuation of staff's charge to review islands within the City of Gillette for annexation purposes. This is obviously done for consistency in zoning, planning, and ultimately development of those lands. This particular tract was identified several years ago. The resolution before you simply initiates staff and direct staff to reach out to start the public notice process, to get a hold of those landowners in that area as necessary, notify utilities, and basically prepare annexation reports. If passed this evening, the Planning Commission hearing is set for May 22nd.
Minister, how far out do we have to notify people, I mean, around that area?
I would defer to the Director Von Eyen, but I believe it's within a quarter mile.
Madam Mayor, if I understand your question correctly, are you asking as far as land area, what distance we have to notify?
Well, I just know I've had questions from the Chara Hills subdivision about this, so would they be notified?
So that's a good question. This is a unique situation, being an island. The statute requires us notify a half mile out for anywhere outside the city limits. Because we're an island, anything a half mile out is already in the city limits. So those external notifications that we normally do, like for the recent large annexation, come into play a little bit differently here. And if I could refer to one of the staff, there may be some other regulations that require us to go so many feet out from the annexation area.
So just would people in Chara Hills have to be notified? Or need to be notified, I guess?
Madam Mayor, Clark Sanders, planner. Chara Hills probably would not be notified. The regulations that we have in place in regards to the Planning Commission requires us to notify people within 140 feet of the annexation.
So that would be maybe just that little neighborhood right there?
Right there.
Going into the country club?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, if I could, there's probably a sign at that location indicating that these actions are about to take place, and that may have been the notice that was provided.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, there is one there. I did see it just recently.
Okay. And so this will be a three reading, right?
Madam Mayor, that process will occur in the future. This is simply to start the annexation process and give staff the authorization necessary to go forward.
Okay. Any other questions? Discussion? Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to 1D.
Council consideration of a resolution to amend resolution number 2356 regarding the methodology to guide the evaluation of budget requests from outside agencies and social agencies and establishing a sunset provision to the same.
Move for approval.
Second.
I have a motion and second on this resolution. Administrator Davidson, could you go over this briefly, please?
Madam Mayor, this is with regard to resolution 2356, which probably most people don't recognize by name, but the purpose behind that resolution is to put a cap on 1% funds at the 5% for social service agencies. If you recall, in the previous year, council had set forth by resolution an amendment to this allowing it to be a 6% cap and then to ultimately sunset. Based on the most recent budget hearings by the council, it was asked to prepare a resolution for a 5.5% cap for 1% funding for social service agencies. The resolution before you does that.
Okay. Questions?
Madam Mayor, and to point out, this also sunsets in 1 year, correct?
Madam Mayor, that is correct. It automatically sunsets without a further action of council and reverts to the 5% and back to resolution 2356.
Thank you. Any other questions or discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any ordinances. First reading, appointments. Councilman Kuntz.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I'd make a motion that we appoint Mayor Louise Cotter King to the Wyoming as a voting delegate to the Wyoming Association of Municipalities Convention business meeting on Thursday, June 14th, 2018, in Pinedale, Wyoming.
Second.
I have a motion and second on this appointment. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas and 1 abstention.
Thank you. I'd like to open a public hearing for a zoning text amendment to amend Section 13, Telecommunication Towers and Antennas of the City of Gillette Zoning Ordinance. Administrator Davidson, could you briefly tell us about this, please?
Madam Mayor, Council, this is a zoning text amendment, which means that this sets the standard for zoning for all locations within the jurisdictional boundaries of the City of Gillette. Specifically, this one deals with the location, installation, and other issues involving towers and antennas for telecommunication, cell phones, and those things within the City of Gillette. Council gave direction back in July of 2017 to start pursuing this in light of a couple of requests we had to locate towers in public right-of-ways. That has triggered the ordinance that's before you this evening. It should be noted that as part of that process, the planning department, as well as a representative of the city, have reached out to AT&T, Verizon, Collins Communication, and Visionary to seek their input as to whether or not any of the items before, potentially before council, were going to be problematic for them. Those issues, to the best of my knowledge, have been resolved, and so the local industry feels comfortable with regard to the zoning text amendment before you.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Anyone? I will close this public hearing and go to I-2.
An ordinance amending Section 13, Telecommunication Towers and Antennas of the City of Gillette Zoning Ordinance.
Motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
I have a motion and second on this ordinance. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. I'd entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel and litigation.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and second to go into executive session. We'll meet upstairs. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. I'll adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everyone, for attending this evening, and have a nice evening.